Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itsinis.
I'm Kayla Itsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Friends, Romans, podcast listeners, lend me your ears for just a very, very quick moment, I promise. Hello, I'm David, creator of Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. And we all of us here at Rusty Quill wanted to thank you for listening to our Roman epic of comedy and intrigue. This project has been many years in the making, and it's thanks to listeners like yourself that we have been able to bring it to life. We want to keep bringing you the stories that you love, so make sure to spread the word. Share, rate, review, tell your friends, tell your enemies, tell everyone waiting at the bus stop to listen to Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Oh, and follow Rusty Quill's socials for updates using hashtag Cry Havoc. But what if you want more? Well, we have got you covered over at the Rusty Quill Patreon, where every Friday you can get exclusive first access to our behind-the-scenes making-of series, with interviews and commentary from the actors, the writers, the production team, and history experts. Whether you're curious about the ancient world or how he made the series, or you want to get away with murder and direct a Roman orgy of your very own, well, we've got all this and more in our Backstage series over on Patreon. Rusty Quill is an independent company, and your support goes a long way. Thank you for listening, enjoy the episode, and prepare to cry havoc.
Fellow men of the Senate, Rome is strong. Our wars are over. At last we stand united. Though there is hardship on the way ahead, shall we not reap the benefit of our allies? I propose a summit with Cleopatra of Egypt, not to seek aid, but to demand what is owed to us by right. Friends, Romans!
Oh, damn. What's the next bit?
Come in.
Hello, hello. Morning, Gaius. Thought I'd pop round to see if you wanted to walk to the Senate together.
Yes, all right. Lepidus, help me out. What comes after this? Friends, Romans...
Countrymen.
Countrymen, yes.
Thank you. Good phrase. Where's it from again?
Mark said it.
Mark?
Yes, in a speech.
Right.
Always a winner, that one. I'm sure he won't mind if you borrow it.
No, you ruined it. Let's go.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 2, Special Relationship.
Look at this glorious weather. Seems a pity to be at work. Who called this silly meeting anyway?
We did.
Oh. Where did I put the charts? Other satchel.
Ah. If we're going to make overtures to a foreign power, we'll need the backing of the Senate.
But we're in command, aren't we?
This is still a republic. And we'll get much further if we show respect and do things by the book.
Ah, if we play fair with them, they'll play fair with us, sort of thing?
Exactly.
Gosh, you're good at this.
Tim, don't make me laugh.
Octavia, what are you doing here?
I'm afraid they don't let the fair sex into the Senate, you know.
I did know, thank you. I'm picking up what I can before they go in.
Picking up what? What's that you're writing there?
Well, the odd word, the occasional phrase. Nothing incriminating.
You're eavesdropping on their conversations, aren't you?
Of course I am. It's useful.
It's outrageous.
Old men like to gossip, Gaius. You'd be surprised what you can learn if you keep your ears open.
I see. Like what?
Well, that man over there has caught a rash in a very unfortunate place.
You mean in the bath?
No, I meant on his...
Stop! If that's the level you're playing at, we don't want to know.
Yes, we do.
Fair enough, brother mine. And there was I about to reveal what they're all saying about you.
About me?
But seeing as you disapprove...
Okay, I don't disapprove. Keep it up.
Oh, you want to know?
Yes, okay, come on. What are they saying about me?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. At all.
Oh. Oh.
Well, on the bright side, they're not going to kill you. Not yet, anyway.
Cheer up, guys. There's nothing wrong with not being talked about.
There is if you're a politician.
Yes, thank you.
So what does it mean?
They think he's a pushover?
I said yes, thank you. What makes you so interested in politics all of a sudden, anyway?
That's my business.
Ooh, looks like they're going in, old chap. Time to shake a leg.
But where's Mark? You said he'd be here.
Oh, he is here. He's inside.
Really? He got here before us.
Well, long before you. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, they think.
3 in the morning?
That's when he broke in with some friends and passed out drunk. The Senate may need a new carpet. Enjoy your meeting.
This is all we need.
Yeah, very tricky, yes. Hard to find a good carpet these days.
What? No, I didn't mean... Let's get this over with.
Back up, friend. You'll have the Senate eating out of your hands.
Oh, you think so?
Absolutely, old boy. Absolutely.
What are we doing again?
Quintus! Hope I haven't kept you waiting long.
Well, I'd say less than half an hour. A new personal best.
Mwah. Mwah.
I took the liberty of ordering for us, by the way. You're paying. Wine?
Bit early in the morning for me. Just the one cup.
Of course, dear. So, what manner of bewitching angel kept you occupied this morning? Hired a new girl, have you?
Yes, but she's an early riser.
Mm.
As it happens, I just came from the Senate House.
Giving your brother some moral support? That's unusual.
Hey, I love Gaius. I just don't like him very much.
I was chatting with a pretty young thing in the pub. He told me the soldiers are protesting outside the Senate House this afternoon. Something about not being paid.
Oh, a protest? That's fun. I'll go back and check it out. I only went there to see what the gossip was.
I could have given you that. The one with the asses. It's the biggest hit we've ever had. Everyone in Rome loves us.
They love you, Quintus Metellus, the thinking man's crumpet.
Well, I suppose it was one of my best performances. By turns touching, ennobling, and droll.
And what about the bit where your bum gets set on fire?
Got the biggest laugh in the show. I've got the magic touch, darling.
So, what do you suggest we do next?
I say we shake things up a bit.
Yes! Finally! How?
Something by Terence, I think. Like Formio. That's popular. Got a great part for me in it.
Couldn't we do something different?
You mean the mother-in-law? Yes, if you want to play nobody likes.
No, not another Terence. Or a Plautus. Or any of the same old thing from the same old men. I'm bored, Quintus.
Bored?
Excessively, painfully bored.
How can you be bored? Have you seen the ticket sales? Honestly, I have no idea why I bother.
You're doing a wonderful job. I couldn't ask for a better actor, director, accountant.
Dog's body.
But now that we've got that audience, isn't it time we chanced our arm at something fresh?
Fresh? What do you mean, fresh? Oh, no.
What?
Not new writing. Please, anything but that.
Why not, for Sulla's sake?
Nobody wants new writing. They want to know what's going to happen. That's what theatre is.
Quintus.
Octavia, listen. Even if we knew an entirely unknown playwright who magically happened to be a new Menander in the making, we'd have to commission him and get him to draft it and write it and do it again. And you know what writers are like, taking forever. They're always complaining.
I already have the play.
You have the play?
Yes.
The new play from the new playwright?
Yes.
And is it so transcendentally good that it's worth risking everything we've ever made just to put it on?
Yes.
Well, who wrote it?
Me.
And so, fellow Senate men of the Senate, sorry, Rome is, strong, as always. Our wars are over. And, at last we all stand, you know, united.
Wish I hadn't bothered waking up.
You spoke, Mark?
No. You just, carry on.
Does he have to?
Happiness, why can't I do this? What's wrong with me?
Perhaps it'd help if you imagined them all naked.
I don't want to imagine that.
It's what I do. Passes the time.
Can't we all get on with it? We all have places we'd rather be.
Now, come on, everybody. None of us wants to be here, but my colleague knows what he's saying.
He hasn't said anything.
We'll give him a chance, can't you?
Look, the sooner we let him finish, The sooner we can all get home to our beds, all right?
It's midday.
Piss off. Gaius, all yours.
However, while Rome is mighty, it does, on occasion, face certain problems. Concerns of manpower, of economic freedom. These are not insurmountable, but...
Can someone translate this?
We're broke.
What?
No, please, let us not panic.
According to Gaius, we need cash and we need it quick. That's the problem in a nutshell.
Then solve it.
Yes, you wanted to be in charge.
No, senators, please, senators!
Oi! Thank you, Gaius.
I do have a plan. Though there may be hardship on the way ahead, shall we not reap the benefit of... our allies?
Which ones?
Well, I propose a summit. You see, with Queen Cleopatra and,
You want to come begging to her?
No, not begging, demand that which we are...
You couldn't demand sweets from a baby.
Well, I'm sure I could, but the point to bear in mind...
To think that Rome could go grovelling to Egypt?
To a woman?
Mark Antony, surely you cannot agree with this plan?
No. I'm with you lot.
Mark?
They're right, Gaius. Why beg from Egypt when we can conquer it instead? See? They like my idea.
A word, please. Mark, in private. Lepidus, hold the fort.
Great work this morning, everyone. Tell you what, let's break for lunch and sort this out in an hour or so, eh? What do you say? Yes, that's it.
Oi, stop pushing, you boneyards.
Right, you listen to me, Mark. We are not invading Egypt.
I want to.
No.
Look, we need food and gold, and we need them from Egypt. I accept it. You convinced me. You're quite clever when you try.
Thank you.
So why bother with the chit-chat when we could head to Egypt and get it sorted the old-fashioned way?
You mean blood and violence?
It's a classic, but it works.
Okay, there are two reasons why we shouldn't do that. One, and I have said this before, we haven't paid the armies for the last war.
Oh, come on, we'll win them round.
Will we, though?
We pay them in advance. Something small to tide them over. You, me, Lepidus, we're hardly short of a denarius or two, are we?
We're rich men, Mark, but we're not that rich. We'd be bankrupt before we even left the port.
And we'd make back 50 times the investment from plundering Egypt. So would the army. Bing, bang, bosh. Everyone's a winner. Except Egypt.
Oh, very simple, yes.
I can't think why Rome's never got round to it before.
Because it's a terrible idea. Which brings me to my second point. Do you know exactly how much grain we already buy from Egypt? Let alone spices and incense and every other luxury under the sun.
I don't do numbers.
Why not?
There's millions of them.
Numbers?
Yeah. Does my head in.
Okay, in that case, the number is lots. Lots of grain. Enough that any disruption would lead to mass starvation and riots in Rome within a couple of months.
But we're already facing that now.
So we don't need to make it worse.
But the Senate were well up for a scrap in there. You heard them.
Oh, of course they are. They love beating up foreigners. Up until they can't afford to feed the people and get strung up from the nearest flagpole. Because during a war, you probably destroy half the stuff you went in there for in the first place. There's thousands of deaths on both sides. And even if you do win, have you thought about the bureaucracy that's involved?
No.
Oh, it's a nightmare. If you think my accountant's a headache, just see how the Egyptians do it. It'd take you months to work it out. Years.
So you're telling me that we've never tried to conquer Egypt, because the maths is hard.
Of course, wasn't it obvious? Mark, everything comes down to maths. It always has. Do you really want to deal with more maths?
No.
Well then.
No invading Egypt?
No invading Egypt.
Right. So, what do we do instead?
We talk.
But that's boring.
Yes, it is, Mark. Yes, it is.
Have you finished it?
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, it's a masterpiece.
Really?
No, but it is funny. I'm impressed. How long have you been writing it?
6 months here and there. You're the first to see it. Tell me the truth. I'm open to any feedback.
The plot needs work.
No, it doesn't.
Look, I love a Roman farce as much as the next director, but this...
is entirely rooted in reality.
It's ridiculous.
Reality is ridiculous. Just look at the Senate. Look at my brother. The more important they think they are, the more insipid they become. Inventing drama out of nothing.
A civil war, dear.
A general kills another general. So what? Rome's still here. The citizens keep working, the slaves keep on slaving. It's a joke.
Oh, not to the slaves, I'm sure.
They understand it most of all.
Oh, really? I bet some of your best friends are slaves.
Well, there's you.
Excuse me, dear. I earned my freedom. Services to theatre.
But you think the play is good?
Yes, Octavia, the play is good. Frankly, I'd love to perform it. Such a pity that we can't.
What? Why not?
Why not? You've written a comedy about the death of Julius Caesar.
Yes.
And you don't think that might be a touchy subject?
It doesn't make fun of his death. It makes fun of the government.
Oh, yes, that's much safer.
It's a satire on mass hysteria.
That's exactly what we'll get. They'll tear us to pieces. And what will your brother do when he hears about a comedy making fun of his government and his family?
It's my family too. That gives me the right. The play's new. It's exciting. It has something to say.
Which is, we want to be executed.
Oh, Gaius wouldn't dare.
Oh, you'll just get a slap on the wrist. But the rest of us get thrown to the lions.
Oh, stop it. You have my patronage and protection. Can't you just trust me for once? It took me a year to convince you that women could play women better than men could.
And the jury's still out on that.
Quintus.
Look, we slip in the occasional jest, but the further we take it... Oh, what's the use? You could order me to do it if you had to.
You know I never would.
Look me in the eye and tell me this is going to work.
Standing ovations, ticket sales through the roof, your autograph on every wax tablet in Rome. The Palatine players telling it like it is. We're going to do what nobody else has ever done before.
And find out if there's a damn good reason for it. Fine. Fine. Huh? When do we start?
Friends! Romans! Countrymen.
Told you, always a winner.
Yes, yes, all right.
As I was saying, why beg from Egypt when we can conquer it instead? But, upon further reflection, why conquer Egypt when we can simply talk to them? After all, though we could, if we so wanted, crush their forces and bring the kingdom to its knees.
That's...
Would it not be better to give it a miss this time round?
Are you feeling all right?
Yep.
You don't sound it.
I'm fine. Let's subjugate Egypt another day. Have something to look forward to, eh?
What do we do in the meantime?
Yeah!
I'll tell you what we do, gents. I propose a summit with Cleopatra of Egypt. Not to seek aid, but to demand what's owed to us.
Yes, yes, yes. 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 Yes.
We've helped out Egypt often in the past. Well, now they can do something for us. What do you say? Are you with me?
Oh, he played that well. Such a way with words.
Right, Bella. That's why I call a mandate. Better get to work.
Yep. Lepidus, send a letter.
Can do.
To Queen Cleopatra. There's something about the special relationship between our nations, etc., etc., and invite her to Rome at her earliest convenience, which will be in a month or so. That should just about give us time to prepare, I thought.
If you say so.
We need to stall the army in the meantime, so if we can...
Actually, that reminds me. A messenger came in with a note.
Who from?
Cleopatra.
A message from Cleopatra?
Yes. You two were having a chinwag, and I didn't want to interrupt.
What's it say?
Yes. She says she's on holiday, cruising along the Mediterranean, and she'd like to drop in and see us. I say, that's convenient, hey?
When does she arrive?
By the time you receive this, in about 3 days.
What?
I said about 3 days.
We can't do that. We're not ready. The planning, the schedules, the food. Mark, what are we going to do?
Don't look at me. You wanted her here.
Wait, what's that? Sounds like a protest.
Yes, I think it's the soldiers. I heard a rumor this might happen.
So why didn't you tell me?
I thought it might depress you.
They've surrounded the Senate House.
That's it. We're finished. We're all finished.
No, we're not. Leave this to me.
Mark, what are you doing? Mark?
Okay, less of that, we heard.
All right, lads. All right, it's Mark Anthony. Quiet down. Shh, come on.
We have spoken with the Senate. Both myself and the son of the divine Julius. Get out of here.
I don't think they want me to.
Gaius!
Afternoon, everyone.
As I said, we have spoken with the Senate about the reward for your outstanding victory at Philippi. Money, land, luxuries, all of these will be yours. You just need to wait.
Wait?
Afraid so. Turns out Rome's strapped for cash right now.
But you promised us. What is this?
Mark.
And I will keep that promise because... I'll tell you what I'll do. If you can tighten your belts and be patient for a short while more, then me and my friend Caesar here will personally make sure...
Mark, what are you...
We'll personally make sure that you will get double what we promised you. And you get it by the end of the month.
What?
How's about that then? I think they like that.
Mark, what have you done?
Just saved our necks. You're welcome.
You promised them double. We can't even pay them what we already owe.
Then make sure this Cleopatra plan of yours works. And quickly.
And if it doesn't?
Then we're dead. But don't worry, lad. I'm right behind you. Pint.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by David K. Barnes. It was edited by James Austin, Laurie Ann Davis, Tessa Vroom, Meg McKellar, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Sarah Lambie, Andrew Seacom, Benjamin Garrison, and Sarah Aga, with additional voices from Kareem Cronfley, Tom Crowley, Alistair Christie, and Pip Gladwin. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.